I've kind of thought that we really need a different dynamic to this meeting because all the time it's been someone standing up here who's supposed to know more than anyone else in the room, or at least someone supposed to be wise. And as Tuvi and many other people have pointed out, the scientific and medical network lacks sometimes the experiential aspect. And we need something experiential where we can all participate. And I thought maybe I could offer something like that for all of us. And I hope that I won't embarrass anyone too much. But I do want to call on you to participate with me with a certain exercise as far as that will reveal to us all our approach to dying and to aging. Up in Seattle, Washington, there's a group that is getting an enormous amount of press called the Transhumanists. The president of Google is a member and has forked out millions of dollars to support this group, which is trying to figure out how to make man immortal and how we can achieve immortality and not face this nasty thing that we've been talking about today called dying. And is there a way of doing that, maybe? For example, if our consciousness is all a product of our brain or our bodies or some kind of supercomputer, couldn't we build some other kind of more durable computer? And then when the time comes, download our consciousness into that supercomputer and then live as a bunch of electrons forever, right? That's the idea that is there. You may think it's crazy, but the BBC gives an awful lot of space to this concept, our media. Some serious scientists have discussed it. In fact, if you try and say that it's not possible, they call you stupid these days. You know, when I first heard about it, the main question I had was not whether or not death is necessary or whether death gives meaning to life, but what would you do if you had that enormous amount of time? Now, I'm going to ask that question in a slightly different form because I've asked this of many people. A while back, I wrote a science fiction book called Immortality Machine. And at book signings, I really had a lot of insight from asking people this sort of question. I'm going to just ask you to, for a little suspension of disbelief, and consider that I might be not that all that I appear to be. Maybe I'm a magician. Maybe I have magical powers. Maybe I can make you immortal, if you want. Now, I'm going to ask then, if you would tell me, supposing that you could live with your body more or less in its present condition, or we could even rejuvenate some of you if you don't like the wrinkles you have right now, but let's say that you could live in a body that you're happy with. It's not going to get old. It's not going to get decrepit. No more hip replacements. No cancers. No funny business, you know. No dementia. Sure, you can die in a car accident if a brick falls on your head, you know, but we won't go into that. And now I want, basically, for a volunteer to come and tell me, given those conditions, given what I'm offering you, and I'm offering you to live as many years as you want, how many years do you want to live? Well, it's a bit of silence, so I'm going to pick on Bernard sitting on the back there, because he kind of looked half asleep almost. But I thought that, Bernard, could you tell us how many years would you want to live if you had the chance to live? Now, be careful. Don't say 1,000 years, because as you'll see, there are certain requirements that you would have to fulfill in order to be happy for 1,000 years. So tell me, how many years do you want to live? No, 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 continuous. This body, as I said, you'll have to accept the body that you have or the body you like. It, you know, do you have a Do you have an answer on how many years you want to live?
To a round number, I think I would be happy with 100. I actually don't want to go on more than 100. I mean, I would like to come back in another 1,000 years for another 100 years. If I could divide it up, I would be more impressed with the magic.
Fine.
But why, if I have to do it 100? In one block, I think 100 is about as much as I would want.
Why only 100? Why not 300?
I think I'll begin to get a bit bored, I mean, mm-hmm. and lose my enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd
have heard the same mm-hmm. talks many times. Mm-hmm. And
okay, boredom is...
The main thing is I'd prefer to come back with a different body anyway and a different set of interests.
Okay.
But 100 seems, I mean, we're meant to be designed for 80.
Okay, never mind the 80 and 10.
A little bit extra, but 100 is just about fine for me.
Okay, Bernard says 100. He did cite a rather important thing, which I've heard from other people, and that is the fear of boredom. Okay, anyone else? Yes?
Yes. But I would be rather curious to see, say, with climate change in 1,000 years, 5,000, 10,000, if you think recorded history, let's say, goes back 25,000 years, out of curiosity, I'd be interested to know how the planet will have changed and whether us as a species will have survived in 25,000 years' time.
So, how many years is that? I need a number.
Well, say 25,000, so I would be able to be...
Forgive my skepticism, because it's very easy to put a high number without when you don't really think you'll have to make your word good. So 25,000... you're a brave soul, because the wandering Jew, you know the story of the wandering Jew? You know it? Yeah. Basically, at the time of Jesus' life, he's the one who whipped Jesus on his way to Calgary and say, "Carry on faster." And Jesus turned to him and says, "I will go faster, but you will stay here until I return." And supposedly he's been, this is a man who does not die and who has lived ever since those times somewhere incognito, according to the medieval legend. And but life for him, from what everyone has said, is an incredible weariness. Time, in fact, is what wears people down, time. It's not the chronological time that we record in your watch, and mine is almost up, by the way. it's almost up, but it's psychological time. We can talk about it more in a discussion group, but it's related to what Bernard talked about, boredom, that unless we have a totally different consciousness from the kind that we are used to, time will wear us down. Time is what results in traumas. Time is what wounds us. Time is what makes life not worth living. Time is what makes some people say, "Thank you very much, 60 years is good enough for me, because if I live any longer, I'm just hurting too badly." But can one, if one wants to live for 25,000 years, or if one wants to live for even 300 years, it will require a totally different kind of consciousness, one that time, psychological time, doesn't touch. I think, anyway, I have finished.